back to the buses and back to children getting off and on buses in the morning from Cavanagh's bus company. Drivers had met to say they are really worried something serious is going to happen from the way the traffic reacts, from the way children disembark and embark the buses, and don't wait for buses to clear the roads on it. With me on the comment line on this is Tom Wall. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks for joining me this morning. Yo, you're talking about America. A number of our callers and texters this morning are making a point about how it's done over there. What do you think we should do to make this area more safe?
I think it's a very simple solution. When the bus stops, the bus driver just presses a button or pulls a lever, arm goes out at the back, big stop sign, and there's a red light flashing up over the back of it. When that happens, cars have to stop. They will not, if they try to pass it, they will be arrested. The bus stays where it is until the children are safely across the road or up on the sidewalk where they are. And it just moves off after that. The sign comes down, cars pass, or bus moves on. And it's just a very simple solution. You know, it would save a lot of accidents and it would make things a lot safer for everybody. You know, yeah. The children being children, they're going to run out both sides of the bus, the back of the bus, front of the bus. Well, that sign is out, there's no traffic moving. You know, and it just seems a very simple solution. Of course, the other thing is that all school buses in America are yellow. You know, and the school buses here, they could be any kind of thing. Some of them are private buses.
You wouldn't know if it was a school bus or not a school bus, yeah. Really, I mean, with a lot of them.
Whether it is or it isn't, if they're taking children, school children, they should have that automatic arm. And the red light flashing, simple solution.
And if everybody in America, everyone understands and knows all the traffic, they all obey those signs when they move out and the lights start flashing.
There is no way would you get away with overtaking while that light is out and while the sign is out. You just wouldn't get away with it. You know, and I mean, anyone driving, and I know there's a red light, they're going to take notice of a red light and a big stop sign. You know, they're not just, they'll automatically stop. And of course, you'll always get an idiot, but, you know, they'll learn eventually as well.
Yeah, a listener gets in touch. Tom says, New York, the traffic must stop at both sides, children getting off the buses. Cameras on buses, a fine of €250. $250 is the fine, and that should apply here also. Would that be an idea?
Yeah, should be more. You know, if anybody is that desperate, there should be more, and there should be no excuses. You know, there's no reason why they can't stop for a minute or two to make it safe for children. You know, there should be no excuses. I think the fine should be a lot more. I mean, I don't know what the fine is for breaking a red light here. I don't know because I don't have to remember.
That's the thing. Do you think education needs to be part of it, Tom? A new Safe Cross Code campaign, just for parents and children, of you know how to make sure the road is clear before you cross.
I'm not sure it'll work because children being children, they're going to do it anyway, you know, and parents on their own. But the whole thing about the bus, like it's drivers. Drivers should be educated in this. You know, do not pass a stopped school bus. Simple. You know, and it's, like I said, the flashing red light sign out from the side. You know, you can't miss it.
Yeah, that's what needed. It just needs to be drilled into everybody, into drivers in particular. Do not try, I don't care what kind of a rush you're in, do not try to jump ahead and get ahead by skirting around the sides, because nobody wants to be involved in an accident, particularly of any kind, especially when children are involved.
I think all children get educated in road safety from their parents anyway, whether they realise it or not. I mean, you take a child by the hand, you stop at the side of the road. You know, that's a learning for the child. You stop, you will watch, you look at traffic. You know, like when I was going to school a very long time ago, you were told, look left, look right, look left again, then go, if it's safe. You know, I mean, those simple things, I think all parents teach those, teach their children those kind of things automatically. You know, and it's just part of human nature, keeping the children safe.
Yeah, it certainly is. Okay, Tom, thanks for your views this morning. Thanks for getting in touch with us. That's Tom Wall on the comment line there.